airchecks.com.
KBIL and Ron Chapman, 728 almost right now on KBIL. Susie, I know you're there. Have you got a minute?
Sure.
Wanted to check on something. Oh, and Jody Dean, by the way, coming up after 7:30, there's something I want to share with you.
All right.
That will be fun. You've seen this magazine around the office, haven't you?
Oh, yes, Pulse.
Pulse magazine is, what do they call it? The Pulse of Broadcasting.
Yeah, it's all the inside skinny.
Yes, this is what's going on in the broadcast business. Mm-hmm. Hey, we just, by the way, our company just bought one yesterday. Did you know that?
Yes, Boston, wasn't it?
No, Detroit. No,
Detroit, yeah.
Detroit bought the sister station of KRLD in Detroit.
WOMC, is it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
something like that.
That's pretty biggie. So this company marches on. Anyway, there's a story in here I want to share with you at 7:40 this morning, and for the two reasons. Number one, the R&R convention is going to be in town this week.
Oh,
right?
The R&R convention?
That's another magazine, Radio and Records magazine, and they all get together in convention every year, and all of the radio and records people get together, tell lies to each other, and that's going to happen at the Anatole and other hotels.
Do you go to that and everything?
Well, I'm speaking at it tomorrow night, and I don't go to those things normally, but I have been asked to speak, and I'm going to show up.
You're
going to
make some bucks, are you?
No, this is a freebie. No, this is you got to give back to the industry, you know, Susie? And so that's what I'm doing tomorrow night. Okay, I owed a favor, all right?
Yeah.
Okay,
all
fine.
All right, go on. I didn't mean to.
Now, the reason
out.
I wanted to get to you is this. We're going to tell that story that comes out of Pulse Magazine in just a few minutes. This is also Super Tuesday time coming up shortly, and there was a thing that I think it's time to mention now, Susie, and maybe you have not heard this. It's another one of those things about the difference between Republicans and Democrats.
I haven't heard this.
Well, you know, you always say, the Democrats get together and they drink Lone Star beer or something, and the Republicans get together and they drink
Heineken
or Gilby's, whatever, right, and so forth. And so consequently, there was another one, and this came out of a conversation. But this one was one of those economic things between Republicans and Democrats, and the description was drawn this way. If you are 100 feet offshore and you are drowning, a Democrat will throw you 150 feet of rope, but then he'll let go of the other end. Okay?
Oh,
geez. All right? Whereas a Republican, if you're 100 feet offshore and drowning, will throw you 50 feet of rope and expect you to get the other 50 on your own.
No matter how you get it, 62 degrees right now at 7:30 on KVIL. The KVIL digital color radar looks like a blue version of the Swamp Thing. Rain here and there around North Texas and a flash flood watch to the north and northeast of the Metroplex. Forecast details coming up.
Well, in traffic, as you can well imagine, Mitch, that rain is causing problems. Northbound Stemmons, as you move from the Anatole towards 183, has a problem.
For KVIL's Mitch Carr and for Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, I'm Jocelyn White.
I was waiting on a call from Julie Weber. I picked up the phone and said,
"Good morning, Ron Chapman."
Hi, this is Julie Weber.
Hi, Julie.
Steve Bez.
This is wonderful that you are the right one. He's already got your address and stuff, hasn't he?
Yes. I've never won anything in my life. I'm like in shock.
Until now.
Until now, I'm like going crazy. I can't believe this.
Did you hear the destinations you can go to?
I'm ready to go. My bags are packed.
Yeah, San Juan, St. Thomas, St. Croix.
Oh, how wonderful.
Guadalupe, St. Martin, St. Kitts, Santo Domingo, Tortola. All those exotic places down there in the Caribbean. American flies into San Juan all the time. They got a big hub there, and then everything fans out from there. And you can go. I got round trip for two. Whom would you bring with you, Julie?
I guess I have to take my husband down there.
You are married.
I am married.
Well, you'll probably have to wag him along then.
I guess I will.
Well, that's fair enough. You can take off anytime you want to, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Julie Weber of Carrollton, Carmel Drive in Carrollton, is the winner of the American Airlines boarding pass drawing to the Caribbean. Coming up, the Carolinas, the Southwest, and London, England, before the day is out on KVIL as we sing.
Here's to the winners, KVIL.
Time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. No, I don't mind at all.
KVIL at 21 minutes. minutes until 8 o'clock on a murky Wednesday morning. It's just drizzly and drippy, and it looks as though it's going to be this way, at least off and on, for the remainder of the week. And it looks as though we're going into the weekend with some showers, too. Hope we slip into family night at Six Flags without any rain on us on Friday night, and that probably has a good shot at happening. But the fact is that there is rain around us as far as we can see for the next several days now. We will be registering some names and phone numbers, by the way, very shortly in that, because we're going to give somebody a whole busload of people to take to that. In the meantime, what else is coming up? Yes, a story out of Pulse Magazine, the pulse of broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen, and on the cusp of the Grammys, I think it's appropriate that we reveal it to you right after this.
It's a test drive like no other in the world.
Our truckload sales, more than you ever expected. We're not selling trucks
here. KBIL, thank you very much. It's 18 minutes till 8 o'clock in the morning. The People's Choice total is $1,360. Traffic everywhere is going to be messy this morning. Let me see if that's still a general statement. Michael Ray, is that a general statement that's true?
Yes, sir, indeed. We're still, we had hoped that we were clearing Stemmons northbound. This, of course, the Irving Boulevard exit accident. Lights are on everywhere. It looks like a gold chain stretched all across North Dallas as we fly over LBJ now.
Let's get you a quill and a book. We'll get you to write some poetry. Okay, we'll keep in touch. In the meantime, 18 minutes till 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, from the pages of the Pulse of Broadcasting, Jody Dean.
The Pulse of Broadcasting.
The Pulse of Broadcasting comes this report out of Sydney, Australia, where there is a press conference going on with several recording stars who are in the area at the time.
I see.
Okay, and one reporter asks one of the recording stars, what do you think about the recent facial reconstruction plastic surgery of Michael Jackson? All right?
Yeah.
Now, here is a reporter that asks a famous recording star, what do you think of Michael Jackson's new plastic surgery?
And this is part of the Pulse of Broadcasting.
Yes. And which recording star do you think they ask about Michael Jackson's new facial surgery?
Who?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
That's true. And by the way, you know what Stevie said?
What's that?
He said, well, frankly, I can't see any difference.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right, Stevie.
I'll get the phone.
Right on. Can you imagine Stevie Wonder said, I can't see any difference? Is that a great answer? All right. 13 minutes till 8 o'clock in the morning on KBIL. All right. You like to take your entire neighborhood to Six Flags on Friday night, come rain or come shine, for family night at Six Flags, benefiting the Children's Medical Center. We'll charter the bus. All you do is get the group together. Well, we'll take your name and phone number now at 787-1037. Now, all we want is your name and your phone number. Don't say, my name is, and I think my phone, and don't do any of that. Just say, Frank Fink, 555-6262. That's all we want from you, beginning right now. We'll take them for the next 10 minutes here at KVIL, taking names and phone numbers, and it is fun. You know, this is really difficult for people to do. What happens is when you ask people to give just the name and the phone number, we're all programmed to do certain things, and you say just your name and just your phone number, and that's all we want. And what do people do when they call, Jody?
They give us their Social Security number.
And they say, okay, my name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H, and I'm at area code. No, just give me your name. And it's very difficult for people to discipline their verbal to do that, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It's amazing.
It's amazing how what pressure it puts people under. So we thank you. Well, the reason we don't want you to ad-lib and to do all the things that we normally do in conversation when we bore all of our friends is that we don't want you to take more space on the tape, because this has to do with inches of tape that you use up with your name and phone numbers.
Yeah.
And so we don't want you to say extension 32118, and if I'm not in, ask for Francis. No, we don't want that.
Isn't it amazing we get some who call and give the phone number very slowly?
Yeah, we'll get you for that.
Hello?
How's my little sickie?
Better.
Well, it was a day, wasn't it?
Hi, I'm Jeff Garrett. I'll be your guest DJ this hour.
Hour after hour on KBIL, surprise after leap year surprise.
3:35, and it's almost time to kick off your heels and loosen up your tie for a Monday night.
KBIL people took over KBIL, and they did it with some authority.
Hello, my name's Gigi. Glad you could be with me this afternoon.
People who normally listen to KBIL became KBIL, and nothing will ever be the same again. By the time midnight rolled around, many people were rooting for the substitute lineup. And so it was with some sadness that we heard Leap Year Day finally pass. But the fun's not over, because each of KBIL's guest DJs now gets to experience the hospitality of an evening at Dave and Buster's. Either location, the original there off Stemmons and Walnut Hill, or the just-opened brand-new location of Dave and Buster's there in the corner shopping center, Walnut Hill at Central. Each will have dinner for two, fun and games, casino money.
Now we have 62 degrees for KBIL's Jocelyn White and First Interstate Bank. I'm Mitch Carr.
After 8 o'clock in the morning on KBI, a lot of people go out and buy that recording, bring it home, and it's kind of dull without our sound effects. Oh, well, good morning. It's 11 minutes after 8 on KBIL. Ron Chapman here along with Jody Dean and the rest of the morning group on KBIL. And coming up next, just a little measly shot at $10,000 cash. Make you rich by noon today if you have the right $1 bill in your possession right now, right after this.
Why is it that people expect the world of Lufthansa?
Section of your weekend paper.
KBIL and Ron Chapman is already 8:13. We might as well do it. I have in my hand a brown envelope, ladies and gentlemen. You know what comes in them. Secret super serial numbers on KBIL. You can hear them being counted out. $1 bills, even as we speak. These are $1 bills that we have placed into circulation that Pricewaterhouse has verified with us, and they are on their way out into the economy, or they are by now. The numbers we choose we know are out there somewhere. So if you're ready, here is a $1 bill serial number. It's worth $10,000 if you have it. Here it is. K. 439-582-21F. K-439-582-21F. If you happen to have that $1 bill in your possession right now with that serial number on it, you have 15 minutes to call us at 787-1037, and we will, and this is honest and true, straight skinny, write you a check for $10,000 cash. Once again, the serial number is K-439-582-21F. Call us at 787-1037 to claim your $10,000. We'll give it to you in cash money if you want to, by the way. The next super serial number to be announced on KBIO will be at 1010 this morning, and then following that, 110, 340, 540, and 810 on KBIL. KBIL 18 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, Aretha Franklin and George Michael. They'll probably both be at the Grammys tonight. Did you see who's going to hand out the record of the year tonight? Lena Horne. Come on.
Look who's got a new creation.
Join Courtyard by Marriott's 100th hotel celebration.
Okay, it's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, and here is the number that I called out, a number from a $1 bill. This is a serial number. K-439-582-21F. And Ron Chapman.
Ron.
Yes.
You're looking for K-439-582-21F, as in Frank?
Yes, I am.
How about K-439-582-22F? How close have you come before?
You're kidding.
I'm serious. This is Kay Travis. How you doing, darling?
Hi, Kay. You,
oh, God, I can't.
Tell me the one you have again.
K-439-582-2F.
Oh!
I mean, heart failure, and boy, could I use that 10. Now, you don't want to take a runner-up, do you?
Oh, Miss Congeniality.
Now, you recognize, I think she did it incorrectly that second time through, but what she has is one digit off. It ends with 221F, and she has 222F.
I mean, that means that if these were in sequence, that is, I mean, whoever got the next bill, so I pursued. And
oh, God.
Do you remember where you got that bill?
In Garland.
Well, of course.
Why not?
Of course. What kind of a place did you get it?
Burger King.
At a Burger King in Garland. That's one digit off. Can you imagine that? We're getting close, gang.
We're going to let the record show.
Many of the bills that go out are not in sequence. Some are. Sometimes some of the brand new ones do go out in sequence, and we tap into those sometimes when the brand new ones go out, and that's how we get some of those serial numbers. So it could be that that one is out there right next door.
A little time to think.